Testimony today about the fatal coal mine explosion in West Virginia.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. All this week, there have been hearings on Capitol Hill about BP's oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Today, though, a different kind of energy company is in the spotlight. The head of Massey Energy will testify to Congress. It was Massey's West Virginia coal mine where 29 people died in an explosion last month. Marketplace's Elisa Roth says although Massey faces tough questions about mine safety, the coal industry will survive this disaster just fine.
For all the talk about alternative energy sources, wind, solar, you name it, the U.S. and the rest of the world still depend on coal. A lot. Ellen Smith is the owner and managing editor of Mine Safety and Health News.
Coal's not going anywhere anytime soon, or maybe forever.
Or she says, more to the point, coal is going everywhere. Half the energy we use in the U.S. comes from coal-fired power plants, and both India and China are also big burners.
We can make these alternative energy choices here in the United States, but the only way for us not to mine coal is for coal to literally be outlawed.
And because the only way to mine coal is with people, no matter what happens, you still need mine workers. Smith says expect lots of discussions about enforcement and mine worker safety at today's hearing. And like with the BP oil spill, lots of questions about links between regulators and the industry. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
This morning, Sears reported its earnings. Profits dropped by a third last quarter, the company says, and part of the reason was all the discounts it has been offering on appliances. Now let's do the numbers. European stocks off this morning, down 2% in Paris. Asian markets fell too. Japan's Nikkei is down to a three-month low. And all this is after Wall Street continued its fade yesterday, with the Dow losing more than 60 points. In Greece today, thousands of demonstrators marched in central Athens, protesting government spending cuts meant to whack away at the budget deficit. Some economists warn that the Greek debt crisis is a contagion that could pull the United States back into recession. But Marketplace's economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, is just not that worried. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bill.
What makes you so carefree?
Well, I'm not carefree. But look, the troubles in Europe could give added momentum to the U.S. recovery. So long as we avoid a financial contagion, foreign investors are looking for safety, and that means they're snapping up U.S. treasuries, which is keeping our interest rates low. That seems to me like a pretty good scenario.
Okay, so Europe is making us look safe and like quality. But isn't Greece at least a warning to us, Chris, that government debt really matters, and we've got a lot of debt in this country, public and private?
Well, Bill, global investors are saying the U.S. is nothing like Greece. It's the opposite of Greece. The fear, the concern, it's farther down the road. You know, basically, I think economic growth in the U.S. and Asia will continue to pull the global economy out of the doldrums. In Europe, they're going to get their fiscal house in order. That's what they're going to focus on. Now, eventually, our turn will come, but just not yet.
A temporarily sanguine economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. By Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at GoToMeeting.com/market. And by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store.
In Greenville, Ohio last year, residents blocked a project to bury greenhouse gas emissions underneath their town. They didn't want anyone injecting carbon dioxide under their land. Now the company that proposed the project is trying to learn lessons from that defeat. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner has part two of our series on NIMBY, Not Under My Backyard.
The mayor of Greenville, Ohio, wasn't initially opposed to burying carbon emissions miles beneath his hometown. If it worked with CO2 from the local ethanol plant, then it might work to bury emissions from plants that burn coal. But after months of phone calls and protests over a government-backed sequestration project, Mike Bowers made up his mind.
Ultimately, you do need to listen to your constituency. It's always better safe than sorry. If it's an unproven science, then it's just that, an unproven science.
Those words no doubt grate on Chuck McConnell at Battelle. That's the R&D lab that led the Greenville project. McConnell says for decades, petroleum companies have injected CO2 underground to help squeeze out hard-to-reach oil. And burying carbon emissions off Norway's coast has proceeded safely since the mid-90s.
I'm not going to suggest that anybody's concerns shouldn't be addressed. But we can't spend the next 5 or 10 years talking about it.
That's because, he says, time to contain global warming is running out. He says sequestration is a catch-22. The demonstration projects are aimed partly at building public trust, but developers can't build public trust if they can't get local approval to demonstrate the technology. Battelle will move its demonstration project, but McConnell wouldn't say where. But this time, he says, Battelle will engage residents more, clearly explain the science, and call its plan something else.
You don't declare it as a project, you declare it as a development.
European sequestration efforts are running into opposition, too. Protesters in Europe were among the first to congratulate activists in Greenville when Battelle scrapped its project there. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, Sarah looks at strange bedfellows in the debate over carbon sequestration. And finally, organizers of the 2012 London Olympics have unveiled the Games' official mascot. They considered going with British icons like Big Ben or a Trafalgar Square pigeon or an animated teapot, but instead they've chosen a sort of Teletubby slash Cyclops, a creature with one unblinking eye that's supposed to make you think of the webcam generation and not the fact that London is covered with surveillance cameras that follow your every move. You can see the new Olympic mascot at our website, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.